In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can God set a table in the wilderness? In Psalm 78, which we just read, we're reminded of the hard hearts of the Israelites as they journeyed out from Egypt to the Promised Land. They ask a question spoken out of scorn and distrust about God's faithfulness. Even after God had delivered them from slavery, even after God had made a way for them through the Red Sea, even after God went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud and fire, and even after God brought them water pouring out from a rock for them to drink, they tested God and demanded, "Yeah, but can you provide food for us in this wilderness?" The psalmist writes that they tested God in their hearts and rebelled against the Most High in the desert. He reminds us that their question sprung not from faith in God, but because they did not believe in God and did not trust His saving power. And while sometimes it's easy to feel as if we're nothing like Israel in the desert, they're so faithless and so disobedient, the New Testament writers point again and again to the story of the Exodus as a sign and a warning for us. So maybe you've never boldly challenged God's faithfulness with the same hard heart as the Israelites had. Maybe you have. But regardless, I'm sure that we at all times have faced our own seasons of wilderness, where we, like Israel, are journeying through difficult terrain and we're forced to rely on God alone. Maybe it's been your career or your finances. Maybe it's been your health or your marriage. Maybe it's been your very faith in God that has been your wilderness. And as we look out at the future and everything we face, we most of the time don't immediately see how God is going to provide a way for us, how He is going to be faithful to us as we journey through the wilderness. And so maybe we become a little bit like Israel and ask, maybe out of distrust, maybe out of frustration, maybe simply out of honest desperation, "God, will you set a table for me in this wilderness?" And what's astounding is that even with the hardened hearts of Israel, God is faithful to them. He provides. He sustains them on their journey. And it's no accident that we read about the story of God providing manna from heaven on this night, where we remember the Last Supper of Jesus, where our Lord set a table for His disciples as a sign of His everlasting faithfulness to them. Jesus saw the wilderness that His disciples would face as they proclaimed His gospel. He saw the persecution, the rejection from their fellow Jewish brothers, and ultimately the martyrdom they would embrace for His sake. And so Jesus knew that only He could sustain His people. Only He could sustain His people as they go out to all the corners of the world and share the good news. Only He could sustain His people through war and through famine and through tragedy, through everything that Christians have faced in this life. And He knew the journey we are facing, the wildernesses that challenge us. And so on this night, before His final death, as one of His final acts, Jesus sets a table for His people. And He commands that this table of His, this supper, His communion, would be an everlasting sign of His presence with the people of God. He sets a table as an everlasting reminder of His faithfulness through every generation in the life of the church. And so He speaks very clear words that He is always going to be with us, that He will always be present to us in this meal, that even though He would ascend to the Father, He would always be the life and sustaining force of the church. Because Jesus knew that he alone is the bread of life, the bread which has come down from heaven. And so Jesus set a table to feed his disciples with his own body and blood. And so for over 2,000 years, we Christians have continued to set this table in the midst of the wilderness of this world in obedience to his command. We have gathered strength from this table. We have been sustained through all kinds of tragedy through this table. We've come together in public and in secret, in good times and bad, in prosperity and persecution, to proclaim the death of the Lord through this table, to draw strength from this meal, to be sustained for our journey through the wilderness of this world. We need to retain this image of journeying to eternal life with God. And then we will see that this table is the sign and reality that God is faithful to us in the midst of our journey. That God will not just sustain us with his abstract power, but with the very body, blood, and life of his Son. So every week we set this table in the midst of all of our needs and concerns and struggles. And then we are welcomed into God's hospitality. To all who are hungry, to all who are thirsty, Christ says, come to this table. And as we share this meal, what we proclaim is that God is with us. God will provide. God will sustain us forever and ever. Permit me a nerdy image, a nerdy illustration. In the Lord of the Rings books, there is this really small but powerful image of what I'm talking about. Tolkien, in the midst of all of these different aspects of the Lord of the Rings that point to Jesus and point to the reality of the gospel, puts this really kind of subtle thing in. I don't even think it's in the movies. It's not big and flashy, but I offer it to you to take home with you as something to chew on as you think about this table that we share the meal of the Lord in. So as the Fellowship of the Ring begins their quest and they depart the land of the elves, I know the name of it, but that would show me to be far too nerdy. The elves give them the gift of limbus, this small package of lightweight bread often carried on journeys of great distance. And the elves tell them, eat a little at a time, and only at need, for these things are given to you when all else fails. We call it limbus, or whey bread, and it is more strengthening than any food made by men. And so by the end of Frodo's journey, as he and his helper Sam have traveled deep into the dark land of Mordor, a barren wasteland, riddled with fire, ash, and dust, and in which the very air you breathe is a poisonous fume, all they have to sustain them is this limbus, this way bread, this journey bread. Tonight we remember that Christ has set a table for us, so let us come to find strength for our journey. The bread we share tonight is journey bread, meant to sustain us when all else fails. And it is more strengthening than any food made by men because it is the very life of Jesus Christ. And it will sustain us through the wilderness as we journey to God. Amen.